Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ever After by Nora Roberts, performed by Justine Eyre. 1. "This," the old woman said, "is for you." Elena studied the pendant that swung gently from the thickly braided links of a silver chain. Really, she'd only come in to browse. Her budget didn't allow for impulsive buys, which were, of course, the most fun and the most satisfying. And her affection for all things impulsive was the very reason she couldn't afford to indulge herself. She shouldn't have entered the shop at all. But who could resist a tiny little place tucked into the waterfront of a charming Irish village, especially a place called Charms and Cures? Certainly not Elena Kennedy. "It's beautiful, but I..." "There's only one." The woman's eyes were faded and blue, like the sea that slapped and spewed against the stone wall, barely a stone's throw from the door. Her hair was steel-gray and bundled into a bun that lay heavy on her thin neck. She wore a fascinating rattle of chains and pins, but there was nothing, Elena thought, like the pendant she held in her bony fingers. "Only one?"
"The silver was cured in Dagda's cauldron over the Midsummer's fire and carved by the finger of Merlin, he that was Arthur's."
"Merlin?" Elena was a sucker for tales of magic and heroics. Her stepsister, Margaret, would have sniffed and said, no, she was simply a sucker.
"The High King Sorcerer wandered through Ireland in his time. It was here he found the giant's dance, and coveting it for Arthur, floated it away over the Irish Sea to Britain. But while he took magic from this land, some he also left."